Good afternoon, dear colleagues. I am very pleased with the opportunity to present my first research paper in English here at the University of Cologne. I would like to present you how Ukrainian civil society and Ukrainian power, Ukrainian government, see the overall idea of public service broadcasting of implementation of PSB through concepts, through approaches, through their concepts and approaches. First of all, I want to show you one more time the main points of the history of PSB implementation in Ukraine. So as you can see, we have several attempts to introduce a law about PSB implementation, and there was the decree of President Viktor Yushchenko, but the government of Yulia Tymoshenko failed to implement it on 2008. So at the end of this story, we can speak about two general approaches to PSB implementation in Ukraine. One of them was created by the non-governmental organizations coalition, which is called Public Broadcasting. This organization was created in 2005, and from that time it follows a process of PSB introduction in Ukraine, and this coalition produced many draft documents on the basis of European experience in this sphere, and proposed them to the government as examples of PSB financing and management. And the other approach is produced by Ukrainian Humanities Council, which was already mentioned here, so-called Humanitarna Rada. And this structure acts in cooperation with the president administration, and it consults our government within the process of PSB introduction. And it is worth mentioning that so-called government approach was, I think, significantly changed during public hearings that proceeded during September this year. So we can speak about two editions of the government approach. These two approaches are conscientious within general principles of PSB functioning. Both of them affirm that public broadcasting company has to be independent from the state and provide high quality and diverse media products for different social and ethnic groups, and also they are conscientious within these four general principles for PSB functioning. And the most interesting things appear when we come to the financing and management of this company. So, within the civil society approach, there are three sources of financing: the state budget, revenues from advertisement, and from special tax. Before public hearings, the government approach includes two sources of PSB financing. they were the state budget and advertisement revenues. The revenues from license fee or special tax was not presented in the first edition of this government approach, which was created by Humanities Council. And after public hearings, they changed this point. They switched from advertisement revenues to license fees revenues. They totally excluded advertisement revenues and included license fees. And both these approaches contain a model of a gradual transition from the state to public financing. They are not very clear in concrete terms of this transition, and the approximate time is 4 years for both these approaches. And the civil society concept and the government concept propose to create such broadcasting company on the basis of state broadcasters as the National Television Company and the National Radio Company. After this, it is considered to introduce dual commercial public broadcasting system without state broadcasters. So now we can switch to another interesting point: PSB management, and within first concept, the civil society approach. It is proposed to create such PSB bodies as the Public Council, the Administrative Council, and to elect the President. The Public Council should consist of 30 members, 15 are appointed from the Parliament, and 15 members from different non-governmental organization. The Administrative Council consists of 15 members. They are elected by the Public Council, and they should be chosen from at least 5-year experienced media professionals that will be proposed by different non-governmental organizations. The members of the Parliament or the government cannot be the members of the Public Council and the Administrative Council within the civil society approach, the approach which was created by NGOs Coalition Public Broadcasting. So, the Public Council's main tasks are to provide general supervision, establish strategy of development, make decisions on medium-term financial planning, ensure monitoring independence in programming, and adopt an annual report. Those of the Administrative Council are to elect the President and monitor him or her in all management activities, inspect accounts, calculations and writings, equipment and transactions, and make decisions on short-term financial planning. The President within this approach is elected among at least 10-year experienced media professionals. The President governs the public broadcasting company independently. He or she is solely responsible for the programming, organization, and operations of the broadcaster, as well as ensuring that the programs comply with legal requirements. And within the government approach, it is proposed to create only one PSB body, the Supervisory Council, and to elect the Director General. The Supervisory Council should consist of members delegated by the President, the government, each parliamentary faction. And before public hearings, it was proposed that all civil society institutions will have only one representative in this council. The president has one, the government have one, each parliamentary faction have one member in this council, and all institutions also delegate one member. And after public hearings, this point was significantly changed. The Humanities Council agreed that each non-governmental organization which reckons more than 100,000 members will present one will delegate one representative to this supervisory council. And I want to mention that the Humanities Council does not provide an exhaustive list of such NGOs which reckons more than 100,000 members. And it means that the number of supervisory council's members are non-constant and can be changed within some time period. And it is very interesting too that in both editions of the government approach there is a statement about a right of parliamentary committee to regulate all conflicts between non-governmental organization during the supervisory council members' elections. So it gives to the parliament an opportunity to influence the civil society representatives within the process of the supervisory council members' elections. And after this, we can switch to summary. The civil society approach, as my research shows, and as my research paper shows, the civil society approach provides more concrete principles of the PSB body's creations and functioning. Its scheme with the public council and the administrative council is seen as more realistic and efficient than government's one. The targets and rights of the supervisory council members are broad and not very clear. On the other hand, the civil society approach proposes that representatives of non-governmental organizations should have leading role in the PSB bodies, while the government approach gives it to the candidates delegated by the state, by the president, by the government, and by the parliament. The civil society approach identifies a concrete number of the PSB body's members, 30 and 15, and the government approach supposes that it can be non-constant. Both approaches accept a precondition that the license fees is the most appropriate kind of public revenue for such a broadcasting company. But as I have already mentioned, as it was already mentioned, these two approaches don't include concrete time plan for this gradual transition from the state budget to license fees. In sum, civil society approach includes a more concrete scheme of PSB implementation, financing, and functioning than the government one, and principles of the approach which was created by the NGOs coalition, public broadcasting, are closer to the non-governmental and non-profit nature of such broadcasting company. On the other hand, this government approach, which was created by the Humanities Council, was significantly, I think, improved during these public hearings, and it can meet the main requirements of PSB establishing and management. But there is a lot of space. There is a lot of space for its further development and for its further concretization. So, as the civil society approach is seen as more realistic, we can assume that the law will be based on the government of the government approach, and that our MPs, our members of parliament, will give their voices for such draft law which will be proposed by the members of coalition, not by the members of opposition, for example, by the deputy Andriy Shevchenko. Thank you for your attention, and I think we are ready for discussion.